Welcome to the Almost Daily Podcast. This is episode 993, Stop Blaming Others. There are very few things that I will directly tell you to start and stop doing, because I do believe so much of our life is changes when we decide to do it. Like, it's up to us. Nobody can do it for us, but there is one thing that if you are doing that is holding you back from all of the aspirations that you have, this big massive roadblock that you need to get out of the way, and that is blaming other people, specifically blaming other people for your life. Now, I'm not saying you don't hold people accountable for what they do, for what they say, and let them know how they make you feel, although there's a lot of situations where, hey, you know what, you actually just work through it and you move on. But this whole thing of blaming others for the situation that you're in, it houses so much venom and frustration and all these exhaustive emotions. Plus, you're seeing the world on the defense. You're seeing what the world is doing to you. Now, If you and I were to sit down and have a conversation, or if you were to sit down and have a conversation with anyone and you explained your story and you explained what others have done to you, people would listen to it and probably say, I that's incredible that that you've worked through it. It's incredible that you've gone through this part. That really is awful that they did that to you, or that they treated you that way, or whatever. But here's the thing. It doesn't change the fact that your life is your responsibility. And that truly is one of the most positive, empowering things. Like, yes, there are things outside of your control, but it is truly up to you. And even if you're just taking this massive step of not blaming others for your life, this is a massive first step, because then you start to look at, okay, one, what is my responsibility in this? Which I think is a question that we need to ask ourselves in all interactions and all relationships and all, situations or whatever that we've been in, that we are in, that we will be in. Like, we really, like, how could I have looked at this differently? What could I have done different? It doesn't necessarily mean that what you did was right or wrong in the given situation, air quotes, because we're recording a video podcast. But just, How can you look at things differently? How can you not see yourself as the victim of your own life? And let me be clear again, there are things that happen to people where you absolutely were, and you and others and people were victims in a situation. And I'm not minimizing that. And I'm also, of the belief that there's a lot of things that, as you work through them, you are going to need professional help. You are going to need therapy, a therapist, a counselor, just to help you start to dig up and work through things, right? Like, that's the start. Therapy is a huge foundational tool to really be able to get down in and underneath what it is that you've been through. But it's then that helps you work through it. It's not the final solution, because that's the thing. Like, therapy pretty much just essentially, again, different topic, different podcast episode, but like, that's a starting point. It's the work that you do in between sessions and the work that you do after you work with your therapist that are more important, because otherwise you're just like sitting there with a bunch of emotions laid on top of you and it's very heavy, right? Anyway, different topic for a different podcast. We will get to that. You can't blame others. And it's tough, because if you blame others, you certainly can find other people in life that are blaming others for their situation. So then you get a whole cluster, or so it is a cluster, a circle of people that just, like, they live and they feed off of each other, right? Like, the world is this. Everybody does this. I wish that this was an opportunity for me, but that just isn't the case. And it's tough, because this is where, like, when you surround yourself with people, I didn't get a drink of coffee and I really want one. When you surround yourself with people, like that is what you see. What you're seeing in your cohort is how you're viewing the world. And it's tricky because if you're in this loop where the people closest to you are blaming others and blaming, you know, the faceless society as a whole or blaming a leader or whatever, you know, for your life, in a life where you actually, if somebody has been in a similar situation to you and has worked through it, you can do something very similar. At the very least, you can get yourself out of the rut that you feel like you're in. At the very least, you can get yourself out of the headspace that your life is not within your control. I'm telling you, as soon as you start to believe that it is your responsibility, things change. You start to see opportunities. It is a process. It is something that you work through, and it is something that you're going to work through ongoing, but it is the way. So you have to stop blaming others. And I hope, again, like this is one of those messages. I hope, because I've talked about this before, we'll talk about it again. My hope is, though, if you're somebody that blames others, that you hear this message now and you just start to think, like, how can I look at this in a different way? How can I look at my interaction with people and how I am blaming others in my life in another way? And that's all I hope for this. So that's all I have for you today. If you have any thoughts, please let me know. You can always email me. That is daryl@darylperry.com. That's darylperry.com. If you're listening on Spotify, I know you've got the little question there. What do you think of the episode? You can always let me know there. That comes to my email as well. It's as broad as it is long, right? So anyway, let me know your thoughts. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.